Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Rhino JEMP Records, presenting the new deluxe 3-CD set from Phish, New Year's Eve 1995, live at Madison Square Garden. This 10th anniversary release features 27 songs and over 3.5 hours of music, mixed from the original 40-track digital high-resolution master tapes. Phish, New Year's Eve 1995, live at Madison Square Garden, is available where CDs are sold and at rhino.com. And from Jam in Jamaica, a week-long jam band festival in Negril, March 25th through April 1st, with Dawn of the Buffalo, Railroad Earth, the Hot Butter Drum String Band, David Gans, the Everyone Orchestra, members of Acoustic Hookah, and many more. Packages include airfare from 30 U.S. cities, accommodations, and admission to 20 concerts. Information and tickets are available at jaminjamaica.com. That's with two M's in jam. Additional support comes from littlehippie.com, offering creative clothing for babies, toddlers, and youth for all seasons. Officially licensed by Grateful Dead Productions, Little Hippie's online store includes a full line of products featuring their original artwork, hoodies, rompers, t-shirts, and more. Plenty of last-minute gift ideas available online at littlehippie.com. I remember in like 20 years ago thinking, if we think this music is so all-fired important, we better start writing the books. And at that time, Hank Harrison's book was out. Paul Grushkin had done the official book of the Deadheads. Blair Jackson had published The Music Never Stopped, the first bio of the Dead. And I had a deal to do playing in the band, an oral and visual portrait of the Grateful Dead. And, you know,
and we all ran out and bought those books as they appeared.
And now they're coming out so fast and furious. Yeah. I mean, there's like the Grateful Dead bookshelf is, you know,
it's several shelves now.
It's groaning under the weight of these fantastic, you know.
Well, it's been great stuff, too. I mean, even, you know, there's these things, the Tapers compendiums, for instance, which I love. And they're people who I know who don't get the Grateful Dead and look at my shelf and pull these off and look at them and say, what? You know, what is, and I, so what I talk about is baseball scholarship. It sort of is the most obvious parallel of the number of books that are written about baseball and the kinds of tomes that are compiled of statistics and comparisons of games and teams and, you know, whole subcultures exist around baseball. And
well, actually, in Grushkin's book, I wrote an essay about that because, to me, drawing similarities, because there's so many different ways to appreciate baseball and there's so many different ways to appreciate the Grateful Dead.
Right.
You know, some people sit there with a score pad and keep track of the statistics for the whole game. And, you know, we have people keeping set lists of the Grateful Dead. There's some people who don't really much care about the songs. They just want to dance in between.
Yeah, and in fact, Hunter in his foreword says something about that. I wish I could put my hand on it quickly, but he talks about how, you know, the one thing that there's a lot of ways to appreciate a song, and that a scholar appreciates a song by annotating it. So, although I must say I also dance and sing and play music and all that stuff too, so I'm not completely just standing back and looking at this stuff objectively, I have to confess. It's much more in my bones than that.
I'm talking with David Dodd about his book, The Complete Annotated Grateful Dead Lyrics. Let's get into this little wheel thing here, my friend.
There's a couple of songs that were influenced by a particular folk song, and that's Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. And we've got a wonderful recording of it done by the Dixie Hummingbirds. I'm pretty sure they were the band that sang backup on Loves Me Like a Rock by Paul Simon
Raymond
Simon. And so they have that wonderful harmony thing going that you will recognize, but it has some very mystical lines in it that come from odd corners of the Bible, and it has to do with wheels inside of wheels spinning in the air. And this is from a prophetic vision of one of the Old Testament prophets about how the deity appeared.
Yes, and when you get to the Complete Annotated Talking Heads lyrics, there's a song on Speaking in Tongues, I think, that has a wheel within a wheel.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So that could
be
your
job. No, I think you could do the Talking Heads book.
No, I'm sorry. I'm done with this. Okay, let's listen to Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, what?
Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
And then we'll listen to the songs from the Grateful Dead that use that image.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air? Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
In the middle of the air.
This same
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air? Ezekiel saw the wheel. In the middle of the air.
Oh,
one of these mornings about 5 o'clock.
And don't you know, in the middle of the air.
Don't go well, is it so well? Go reeling the rock, you know.
In the middle of the air.
Listen,
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Oh. In the middle of the air.
I've told you once and I've told you twice.
Don't you know,
in the middle of the air.
And all of them sins going to hell for rolling in the ice, you know.
In the middle of the air.
This ain't
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Oh. In the middle of the air.
Oh, when I get up on the mountain top.
Don't you know,
in the middle of the air.
Oh, God, going to make a move and go flip it in the flop, you know.
In the middle of the air.
This ain't
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Oh.
In the middle of the air.
Thank you. Jiminy, so seems so long I felt this way, and time sure passing slow. Still I know I'll lead the way, they tell me where I'll go. And don't worry about me, oh no, no, don't worry about me, no. And I'm in no hurry, oh no, 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 I know where to go. California, a prophet on the burning shore.
So let's talk about Ramble on Rose. This was one particular song that's just filthy with cultural references.
It is. It's chock full, and it was the one that got me started. I became curious. I was curious about a lot of things early on, but I in particular wondered who Crazy Otto was and who Billy Sunday was. And so those were, at the time I was working at the Fremont Main Library for the Alameda County Library System, and it was easy enough for me to go tracking these things down look up and find out who these people were. And Crazy Otto turned out to be a ragtime piano player whose real name is Johnny Maddox. He's still playing. You can hear him if you go to Durango, Colorado. He still plays. And he not long after I put up the Annotated Lyrics website, he called me up out of the blue and set me straight on a few facts that I had not quite exactly right on the website. And he told me this fascinating story about early record production. I mean, in the 1950s, when what happened internationally was that at that time GIs were bringing back records from Europe that they discovered, and they brought back in particular this one album by this German pianist, Schultz Reichel was his name, but he went under the moniker of Otto der Schrage, which means Crazy Otto. And so Johnny Maddox was hired to copy this album, note for note, to sit down at his own piano and play exactly what Otto der Schrage was playing so that he could release it, they could release it in the United States. They didn't have a way of taking and re-releasing them here, or remastering them or whatever, re-recording them, other than having someone copy it. So he did that, and didn't really ever intend to become Crazy Otto, but from then on he was sort of known as Crazy Otto, against his will. And it's kind of a fun story, and I was amazed to have this guy appear out of nowhere. And then Billy Sunday turned out to be a former professional baseball player who turned evangelist preacher, toured the country with a big ragtime kind of band and got people all riled up and in a religious fervor with the music and the shouting and the singing, and he was sort of a precursor to the Billy Graham style evangelism.
Yeah. So here is the David Dodd annotated version of Ramble on Rose from the beautiful album Europe 72.
I'm baby. All you got to do is swing, baby. Let your hair down, you hear?
Sitting flush with a royal flush, aces back to back. Just like Mary Shelley, just like Frankenstein. Break your chains and count your change and try to walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Did you say your name was Rambling Rose?
Just heard Ramble on Rose with some music inserted into it at the behest of my guest, David Dodd, who's the author of the complete annotated Grateful Dead lyrics. David, yep. What exactly did we hear plugged into Ramble on Rose?
You should definitely blame me for that desecration. Well, I'm not sure exactly in what order, although I suppose I could do this, but Mojo Hand is a Lightnin' Hopkins tune. So we dropped that in after Mojo Hand. And right after the line about Jericho, we dropped in Joshaphat, the Battle of Jericho, sung by Odetta, spectacularly, if you get a chance to hear that whole version. It's wonderful. Then we dropped in after Ramblin' Rose, we dropped in Ramblin' Rose.
By the beautiful Nat King Cole.
And there's a great story about that in the book. I won't make you buy the book to hear the story. It's that he was a... He considered not recording that, but his daughter, Natalie, made him record that song, and it became probably his biggest single hit. Let's see, what else do we have in there? After the Take You to the Leader of the Band line, we included Alexander's Ragtime Band, sung by Bessie Smith. And that song, I think, has a lot to do with this song. I think that there's a whole line about In a Shotgun Ragtime Band. Scans exactly the same as Alexander's Ragtime Band, and the opening motif for Alexander's Ragtime Band, which goes, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. That rhythm is used as the signal riff for Dark Star, and I really think that there's some purposeful reference, musical reference there. And then we also dropped in the Crazy Otto medley, or part of it anyway, by Crazy Otto, Johnny Maddox himself. And Johnny Cash did I Walk the Line. And finally, we had the new Christy Minstrels singing Green, Green, The Grass is Green. which was a big hit for them. And it sounds like a folk song, but they actually wrote it. And they claim to have based it on fragmentary folk material, but I personally have never been able to run that down. If anybody finds it, please let me know. I'd love to see it.
David Dodd is the editor of the complete annotated Grateful Dead lyrics. I'll have the last part of our interview on next week's program. Stay tuned for more unreleased live music from 4191 when the Grateful Dead Hour continues.